first ever Toker Boys 5th Class podcast. This opening episode is dedicated entirely to the work and research we have been undertaking as part of our World Awards. This is a programme organised by IRISH-AID to highlight the important work they are doing across the world. We focus on teaching for Sierra Leone programme, which provides quality passionate to teachers to work in rural disadvantaged schools. Throughout the debates, essays, PowerPoints, biographies and many other methods, we have explored the country of Sierra Leone as well as examining the crucial role of education throughout the world. We hope you enjoy.
Hello and welcome everyone, adjudicators, members of the proposition and opposition. Welcome to today's debate hosted by Toker Boys National School. Today's motion is that education is the most powerful tool to change the world. Mr. O'Sullivan's class are proposing the motion and Mr. Collins' class are opposing the motion. As this is an important topic up for debate, please be respectful and listen. First to speak is the captain of the proposition.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, chairperson, adjudicators, members of the audience and the opposing side. My name is Mason and we are from Toker Boys National School. Today, we are here to propose the motion, education is the most powerful tool for changing the world. Education is defined as the process of acquiring knowledge, skills and information, usually through a school system. Education is extremely powerful because it can provide people with jobs, new languages, new friends, and knowledge of new cultures. Quality education is also one of IRISH-AID's sustainable development goals. In a moment, you will hear Caden, Steve, and myself clearly outline our arguments as to why education is the most powerful tool for changing the world. There are loads of opportunities education can give us, and one of them is a job. With a job, you can boost your future earning potential by 10%. If everyone had an education, they would get jobs, and with jobs you get money, and with money, poverty would be reduced for millions of people. That shows how powerful education can be and how it can change the world. In 2024, 91% of males and 85% of females aged 25 to 64 were employed with third level qualifications. Also in 2024, Ireland was identified as a global leader in education with 52.4% of people aged 24 to 64 holding a bachelor's degree or higher. In the US, approximately 57% to 75% of state prison inmates did not complete high school. High school dropouts are roughly 3.5 times more likely to be incarcerated than those who graduated. If all adults completed secondary school education, global poverty would be cut in half, according to UNESCO. In school, we socialise with friends, which can help us in our daily lives when talking to people in life, or when you get a job or just out and about. All of the changes described change the world in positive ways, emphasising the power of education. In Sierra Leone, IRISH-AID work hard for the people to reduce poverty and sickness. IRISH-AID have built schools, trained teachers and delivered educational resources. As a result of their hard work, over 3 million pupils between 2018 and 2021 in the system achieved 97% to 100% primary school completion. This all links up to the power of education because 1.7 million people have jobs in Sierra Leone.
Secondly, is the captain of the opposition.
Chairperson, adjudicators, members of the audience and members of the opposition. My name is Jacob McSweeney and I'm And my teammates are Christopher Shashvili and Tibor Golic, and we are in Mr. Collins' class. We are delighted to be part of this debate. We are here to strongly oppose the motion, education is the most powerful tool to change the world. My points are that poverty and homelessness is more important. Christopher's points are that other things are more important than education. Brainwashing can occur when education is placed in the wrong hands. And Tibor's points are that opportunities aren't always given in school and life skills aren't taught. Education is when someone tells facts or answers problems like maths and the person memorises and learns. There are multiple kinds of learning, and the most common are maths, English and your native language. Poverty and homelessness are when people are barely surviving because they don't have a home. Look at the problem. We are getting food, water, money and a roof, and we take it for granted while many around the world aren't so lucky. Poverty needs to be fixed because the fundamental needs like food and water, as these things are needed to survive. Shelter and safety are also important because freezing could lead to sickness and energy loss towards death. If we fix this problem first, then everyone will be happy and properly live rather than be out in the freezing cold. Approximately 2% of the people, or 150 million, are homeless, and they people earn 14 euros every hour. Homeless people don't even earn that much unless given through others. Normally people earn around 30 euros per hour. There's a 16 euro difference. That is nowhere near enough for medical care, food, water, and especially a home when they can easily get abused or beaten. We have to help them and keep them safe. They are so vulnerable, but if we fix the problems, those 150 million people will be so happy, and that's a problem gone. Then we can focus on the education system. I'm sure Christopher and Tibor will convince you more to oppose the motion.
Thirdly is the first speaker for Mr. O'Sullivan's class.
Thank you. Firstly, I would like to argue the point that education heavily reduces poverty. The first reason I am making this claim is because of the undeniable fact that having a good education significantly increases the chance of getting a good job with better pay, which will in turn decrease poverty by a significant amount. The second reason we are making this claim is because education, especially college education, can help people avoid mistakes that can lead to poverty. Such as investing into a failing business or giving large sums of money to unreliable people. It is for these reasons that I wholeheartedly believe that education can help decrease poverty by an astounding amount. According to UNESCO, if everyone in the world just had basic reading and writing skills, global poverty would be reduced by half. Secondly, I would like to argue the point that education can lead to cultural awareness. The first reason I'm making this claim is because education can help teach people about the struggles of other peoples and countries, such as famine, war, natural disasters, extreme poverty, and tyrant leaders. Knowing about these struggles will help people understand those different to them and will lead to more understanding between countries. It is for these reasons that I think education is crucial for cultural awareness. Although brainwashing can occur very rarely in education, because of all the benefits I have just listed, I believe it is worth the risks and then some. Although homelessness is quite a significant problem in the world, you have not given us any defining reasons as to why education cannot solve these problems or why this is education's fault. Thank you for your time.
Now we have Mr. Collins, first speaker.
Chairpersons, adjudicators, members of the audience, and members of the opposition. My name is Christopher Shashvili, and I'm here to strongly oppose the motion that education is the most powerful tool to change the world, because it can be used for brainwashing or be given to the wrong hands, and our education is adequate enough, so we should focus on other stuff like medical care. Education can be used for brainwashing people, and could be given into the wrong hands. For example, Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler used brainwashing against the Jews because he needed to turn people against them. So he started brainwashing people to be anti-Semitic by putting it in the news and announcing it to the public or putting it on billboards. Anti-Semitism was also taught in schools. The Taliban is a group of people that take over parts of the Middle East. Their main goal is to give women a stereotypical lifestyle by forcing them to stay home and take care of the kids. They ban schools for women. This is so they don't rebel against the Taliban. The British. The British took over in Ireland and tried to suppress Irish culture. They would not let Irish language be taught in schools, and Catholics couldn't receive a full education. These were called penal laws. This is so they wouldn't cause outrage in the country, causing rebellion and mistrust. But the Irish people didn't forget their culture and started to rebel for their freedom. Education is not the most powerful tool, as other things matter as well, such as medical care, starvation, and dehydration. Medical care. We can help doctors, nurses, and hospitals by funding donation boxes, and with that money produce more medicine and cures for things like cancer and other medical machines. Starvation is another huge problem. For example, food is scarce in the Middle East of Africa, causing 31 million fatalities a year, including near-death experiences. That's just the start of it. I don't think I need to go any further than what I've already talked about, since that has already been established in the past, but we're currently working on it. But if we work together, then we can speed up the process. Dehydration. Dehydration is a huge problem, just like starvation. People who don't have proper filters can get diseases such as rotavirus, hepatitis A and E, adenovirus, enterovirus, and norovirus, including a few more. This is because people can't buy a filter or there's a shortage in material in the area. But if we focus on this problem, then those in need of water will never have to worry again. Here are some of my rebuttals against the proposing team. People who struggle with poverty can't afford to go to school. You don't need lots of money for basic needs. Thank you for listening, and I'm sure that you must support the motion that education isn't the most powerful tool to change the world.
The proposition's second speaker can now go.
Irish Aid worked really hard in Sierra Leone to deliver quality education by bringing teachers over, building new schools, giving them gardens for the schools, and teaching them how to grow their own crops. This shows the importance of education and how it can change the world. Education can help us learn about history so it can prevent war, sickness, and poverty. We can integrate peace education and promote historical understandings. It can help us have a peaceful society, save schools, and prevent conflict. A perfect example of this is the story of Malala and how she fought for education for women's rights against the Taliban. It could be said that education, according to the Irish Examiner, education is crucial for Ireland's future as it plays a significant role in economic growth, equality, innovation, and health. It is a foundational fight that ensures individuals have the knowledge and skill necessary to succeed in life and contribute to society. The Irish Examiner highlights the importance of education in fostering a well-educated and skilled workforce. These are my rebuttals for the opposition. You can use education to prevent brainwashing. The Taliban banned schools because they knew if everyone had a good education, they will know how to rebel against them. You have heard all our arguments and rebuttals. I believe I have successfully proposed the motion that education is the most powerful tool for changing the world. Thank you for your time.
The opposition's second speaker can go.
Chairpersons, adjudicators, members of the audience, and members of the opposition. My name is Tibor, and I'm here to strongly oppose the motion that education is the most important tool to change the world. I'm against this motion because the environment we live in and the opportunities we get matter way more, and so do life skills. And after hearing my points, I firmly believe that you will agree with me. Firstly, life skills like social interaction matter way more than education. If you couldn't call or text or speak to another person, you wouldn't have much friends and you'd be lonely and depressed. Life skills like swimming, driving, and playing sport are easy to learn and they're once a week so you have a big enough break. Clubs like Youth Club and Scouts and summer camps are a great way to learn life skills like making a fire, cooking and baking, as well as sports among many others. Researchers at the Brookings Institution found that providing education or information alone is not enough to improve success. Students from disadvantaged backgrounds often lack resources and support. Simply giving education does not overcome economic or structural barriers. Without policy changes or support systems, education alone cannot fix inequality life skills and the reason that people succeed in life. While school mainly focuses on knowledge and exams, life skills help people handle real-world situations. For example, knowing how to manage money, handle stress, and time management are essential skills that are not taught in school. Secondly, is that opportunities and environment matter way more. Education doesn't guarantee you any success. You may even get a degree or a strong skill for math or science or other subjects, but without job opportunities and financial stability or a good environment, that education may never transfer into real progress. Things such as poverty, economic equality, discrimination, and geographical location can limit how far your education can take you. Meanwhile, people with average education but strong connections or financial backing may advance more quickly. Education prepares a person with knowledge, but opportunities determine whether that knowledge can really be used. The most important reason why education doesn't benefit all students equally is poverty. According to the World Bank statistics, estimate that 4 out of 5 people live under the international poverty line, averagely being €163 person per day. Rebuttals. Sierra Leone is one country, and there are more that need help. History can't prevent bad things from happening in the future. To conclude, I believe I've proven through all my points, education is not the most important tool to change the world, because you need life skills and opportunities and environment matter way more. Thanks for listening, and I'm sure you will support the motion.
Now the captain on the proposition team can say his conclusion.
For my rebuttals, it could be said that education is expensive. However, that has nothing to do with the motion, which is education is the most powerful tool for changing the world. The price of education has nothing to do with the endless benefits it can bring to the world. Although it could be said that all the problems are important and should be dealt with, you have not provided a good reason as to why education cannot solve these problems or why this is education's fault. Also, some of the things you mentioned, such as swimming, youth club, and Boy Scouts, teaching life skills are education. With medical care, you need education to help people, and if you didn't have education, you cannot help people in the hospitals. Although healthcare is unbelievably important, it requires doctors and nurses who have had an amazing education and good one on that. Also, yes, Hitler and the Taliban and the British did hurt many people and take away their education. This is not a good reason. This is not a reason why education is not the most powerful tool for changing the world. Although you all the life skills you have listed are very important, you have said that it's the most important to learn these things, and learning things is education. Now, you have heard all of our arguments, with Caden talking about cultural awareness and how education heavily reduces poverty, with myself and Steve talking about Irish AIDS help in Sierra Leone, and Steve talking about how education can prevent wars and conflict. Some important statements to re-include are how 57% to 75% of state prison inmates did not complete high school. This shows how if you don't get a proper education, it is more likely to increase crime or be thrown in jail. Another important statement is, with education you can get well-paid jobs, and that will bring you out of some situations. I believe we have successfully proposed the motion that education is the most powerful tool for changing the world. Thank you for listening.
Lastly, the captain of the opposition can say their conclusion.
Thank you for listening to all of the great points. It was a great debate. I have some strong rebuttals against the proposing team. Education cannot guarantee you any success in your future life. Some people can be successful by dropping out. For example, Elon Musk. And look at the position he's in right now. Some of the schools in Africa could not have food or resources to feed the children. And Mason said that youth club and Boy Scouts is education, but you do not learn that type in school. To conclude, we believe that education is not the most powerful tool to change the world. Because poverty is a big problem, other things are more important. Brainwashing can cause negative consequences. Opportunities aren't given in school, and life skills aren't taught. Thank you for listening, and we are sure that you are now convinced that you must oppose the motion.
Thank you for listening, and this topic up for debate is now over.
Why is education important?
My name is Killian, and first of all, what makes education important is that it stops poverty and can give us a better world. Second of all, it can also give us a better opportunities, which can make people like me to thrive and become like dentists, doctors, or really anything. And third of all, we can find that out about history, and if we use it, we can learn about it in schools and how we can stop it in the future.
My name is Daniel. This is why I believe education is very important. Education is very important because it can teach people all around the world life skills which will enable them to get a job so they can provide for their family. Not only this, education can also teach us history, and with this knowledge we will be able to prevent wars, which will cause a very big impact on the world. This is obviously very important.
My name is Jan. A lot of stuff makes education so important in today's world, like poverty. If everybody gets an education of simple reading or writing skills, poverty will get reduced by a lot. We can use education to learn history, to prevent wars and change people's lives with jobs. And many people fought for education. For example, Malala, she fought for education in Afghanistan. Now we can have a proper education where we learn both sides.
My name is Emmett, and I have been researching Sierra Leone as part of the Our World Irish Aid Project. Here are some facts about Sierra Leone. Their population is 8.9 million, and it is located in West Africa. The languages spoken is English and Creole. Their Independence Day is on 27th of April 1961. Their currency is Sierra Leonean leone. The country is facing a food crisis. Child marriage became illegal in July 2024, and World Vision aims to reach 1.7 million children in the country. Geography. Sierra Leone is located on the West African coast, is characterized by a 400 km Atlantic coastline with mangrove swamps, interior plants, and an eastern mountains plateau. The terrain ranges from low-lying coastal land to the 1,948-metre-high mountain Bintumani Loma Mountains. It has a tropical climate with high rainfall and is divided into four main physical regions, including the rocky, forested Freetown Peninsula. Flag. The national flag of Sierra Leone, adopted upon independence on April 27th, 1961, is a tricolour featuring three equal horizontal bands of light green, white and light blue. The green represents agriculture, mountains and natural resources. White symbolises unity and justice, and blue represents the Atlantic Ocean and the natural harbour of Freetown. History. Sierra Leone's history is spanning over 2,500 years of habitation, is defined by its role in the transatlantic slave trade, its founding in 1787 as a province of freedom for the repatriated slaves, and its independence from Britain in 1961. Following decades of instability and a brutal 1991-2002 civil war were refueled by blood diamonds, the nation has focused on peace building, democratic consolidation and economic recovery. Climate. In Sierra Leone, they have a tropical monsoon climate with temperatures at the average of 26 degrees Celsius to 36 degrees Celsius, with two distinct seasons. Food and drink. Cassava leaf stew, which is also known as plasas. A rich stew made with finely pounded cassava leaves, palm oil, fish or meat, and often peanut butter. Groundnut stew. A savoury cream stew made from peanut butter, tomato paste, chilli, and meat or fish. Olele. Steamed bean cakes, often wrapped in leaves. Famous people. Famous people from Sierra Leone include First Prime Minister Sir Milton Margoy, Acris Idris Elba, via his father, Rapt Keo De Niro, and historical figures like Boy Bura and Sengba Paya. Culture. Sierra Leonean culture is defined by its deep-rooted hospitality, vibrant music, and diverse traditions stemming from 18-plus ethnic groups, notably the Mende and Temne. Famous cultural elements include the internationally acclaimed national dance, Trupe Energetic, Boo Boo Music, the annual Tangains Festival, and profound respect for elders, often featuring complex masked performances. Location. Sierra Leone is a country in West Africa situated on the Atlantic coast, bordered by Guinea to the north or the northeast, and Liberia to the southeast. It features a 300-mile coastline, a coastal belt, and a mountainous interior plateau, with its capital Freetown located on the peninsula. Animals. Sierra Leone is renowned for its rich biodiversity, featuring the western chimpanzee, the national animal, as its most famous resident, largely supported by the Takumgama Chimpanzee Sanctuary. Other iconic species include the rare pygmy hippopotamus, diverse monkey species, and the elusive white-necked rockfowl. Education. Education in Sierra Leone is undergoing a major transformation through the Free Quality School Education, FQSE, program launched in 2018, which abolished school fees and boosted primary enrollment to near 100%, while primary access is high, challenges remain in secondary school transition, 46 to 67% completion, and in rural areas, poor infrastructure, crowded classrooms, and teacher shortages. Struggles. Sierra Leone faces significant ongoing struggles, including extreme poverty, with over 57% of the population living below the poverty line. The nation battles high inflation, approximately 47%, severe food insecurity affecting over 80% of people, and limited infrastructure. Other major challenges include high youth unemployment and weak healthcare system with low life expectancy and vulnerability to climate change. Thanks for listening.
My name is Kaylin, and I have written a biography on an inspirational girl who fought for her right to an education. Here is the life story of Malala. Malala Yousafzai was born on the 12th of July 1997. She was an author and wrote several books, including her life story. She named a book about her life, I Am Malala. Life in Pakistan changed for Malala in 2007 when a group called the Taliban took over. They banned televisions, cinemas and music for girls. They wanted a proper education and they had to hide in a secret school, which means life was basically ruined. In 2009, she made a YouTube channel and began blogging about life under the Taliban rule. As she blogged about daily life under Taliban rule, she protected her identity by writing under the name Gul Makai. She was such an inspiration for other girls and women that in 2011, she was nominated for the International Children's Peace Prize and Pakistan National Youth Peace Prize. The nomination she received led to her name being revealed and a death threat was issued against her. On the 9th of October 2012, on her way to school, she used a bus because her family thought it would be a safer option than being seen in public. But somehow, the Taliban found out her location and two masked gunmen boarded the bus and told the bus driver they needed some information about some children. The bus driver refused. They ran to the tailboard of the bus where Malala was sitting. The Taliban members shot her right in the head 3 times. Luckily, she survived, and that's why she received her award as a global symbol of resistance. She now lives in Birmingham, England, and as of today, she still stands up for gender equality, educational rights, and she's still an activist. She has received many honours. At the age of 17, she became the youngest person ever to receive the Nobel Peace Prize for her efforts to promote education for all and being inspired by others. After she survived being shot, she became a global symbol of resistance against education and education denial. She had a platform on YouTube to raise awareness about the right of girls to denied education, inspiring a global movement for education rights. Following her activism, various educational initiatives have been established in her honour, including the Malala Fund. These achievements highlight her impact on education and her role as a global leader in advocating for girls' rights of education. Malala Yousafzai's legacy is marked by her courage, determination, and the profound impact she had on the global movement for girls' education. Malala Yousafzai is an author and speaker. Her most well-known book is I Am Malala, and it's about her life story, and it got published in 2013. It became an international bestseller. She has written several other books, including Malala's Magic Pencil, that tells the story of her childhood in Pakistan, what was published in 2017. And she also wrote another book called We Are Displaced, that highlights the emotion and the physical struggles of losing home, community and safety due to conflict, what was published in 2019. She also has a day just for her. The UN recognised her 16th birthday, July 12, 2013, as Malala Day to focus on the global struggle for education. The main purpose of Malala Day aims to highlight the ongoing struggle for education, fighting against the barriers such as poverty and discrimination that prevent over 130 million girls from going to school. It is a global call to action to donate to the Malala Fund, educate others on the issue and support girls' right to learn. In recent years, she has worked to get the international community to recognise the Taliban's suppression of women's rights in Afghanistan as gender apartheid.